If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Thank you, and let's begin with a little of Emily Heard's latest song.
If she were a melody, she'd be in a major key.
That is from her latest album, and many Chicagoans know Emily from her gigs at Space and Shubas and Martyrs and the Old Town School of Music. And if you're wondering what that has to do with the business of food, I will tell you after I thank the Chevy Silverado for sponsoring us today. There's never been a better time to put a Silverado in your toolbox. Find out how at ChevyDrivesChicago.com.
When the other door would slam.
I lived in Chicago for 13 years, and I toured the country, and I taught lessons out of my apartment. And that's what I did for my living, and it was great.
But then, in 2013...
My dad died.
A sudden heart attack in Rockford, where Emily grew up as an only child. Her mom was alone, and...
I just kind of wanted to be closer to her.
And what she did with that grief was pack up and move back to Rockford.
I bought an old building, decided to start a restaurant.
Her idea was that it would be a community gathering space with live music, and it wasn't totally out of the blue.
You know, I have a culinary background. I went to the International Institute of Culinary Arts in Massachusetts.
And she loves carpentry and working with her hands.
That's kind of what fills my cup.
But as she started renovating the old building, her cup runneth over. She tore into asbestos.
The environmental inspector told me, here's a contractor, called them. They said it's going to be a $93,000 abatement.
That would have been the end of the story, if not for Kickstarter.
Musicians know about Kickstarter from how they fund their albums.
People in the community chipped in enough to cover the asbestos and then some, and the final result is what is now one of Rockford's most popular restaurants, the Norwegian. It hasn't turned out the way Emily expected, though.
I was going to just try to do $1,000 in sales a day, and I was going to close whenever I wanted, and I'm just going to make some cinnamon knots and whatever. And then, I mean, it's not what the community needed. We grew with what they wanted.
It's all happening at the Norwegian in Rockford, where Emily Heard is helping make a community and continues to make music. You can hear a longer version of Emily's story at WGNRadio.com. On the food calendar, it's National Lemon Day and it's National Vanilla Ice Cream Day. I'm Steve Alexander. That's the business of food on 720 WGN.